This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Trade representatives from the U.S. and the U.K. meet today in Washington. It's the first round of talks, with Britain resigning from the EU, and what kind of trade relationship the U.S. and the U.K. might have in the aftermath. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
There's only so much U.S. and British negotiators can work out in advance. That's because we still don't know what Brexit will look like. In the meantime,
they'll start thinking about working groups, what are their offensive and defensive interests, what kind of things they might have in common.
American University's Michelle Egan researches trade issues at the Wilson Center. She says talks are likely to focus on the steel trade, the pharmaceutical industry, and financial services.
The British are worried about all these financial services exiting and going to Frankfurt, going to Dublin.
But even successful talks between the U.S. and Great Britain can only do so much. David O'Sullivan is the EU's ambassador to the U.S.
The European Union remains by far the biggest trading partner of the United Kingdom, and no trade deal with the United States is going to substitute for that.
He says still it makes sense both sides would want to get the basics worked out in advance. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.